the final whistle blows, and it's ended here 3D United 1 Finn Harp still, and it's Enda Curran's early second half penalty has proved decisive in the end. Enda Curran himself had numerous chances in the first half, one of which trickled wide, and a couple of others which were blocked by either a goalkeeper or a defender. Lee J. Lynch also had a close range shot saved by Tim Oliver Hymer midway through the first half. Finn Harps are largely outplayed for long spells tonight, but their best chances arrived at half time, either side of half time. First of all, on the stroke of half time, Matty Makinson headed wide, and just a few minutes into the second half, Sean Patton saw his right footed shot saved by goalkeeper Corey Chambers. The decisive goal arrived 6 minutes into the second half. 3D were awarded a penalty when Matty Makinson fouled Mark Byrne inside the box. Mark Byrne went to ground and the referee pointed to the spot. And Enda Curran sent Tim Oliver Hymer the wrong way and fired home his third goal of the season to give 3D the lead. After that, 3D United had control for long spells. Enda Curran could have added a second thereafter, but his header went wide. And as well as that, Finn Harps had one great chance late on, courtesy of Max Hutchinson, but his volleyed effort from 20 yards out was deflected out of play. After that, then it was just one chance they had after that. It was just Sean Patton who hit the side netting 5 minutes from time. But overall, 3D United full value for the victory, and they've come away with the 3 points tonight. Harps now with just 2 wins from the last 8 league games. It's ended here full time at the Markets Field. 3D United 1, Finn Harps 0.